Monitor Miniatures, news from the Federation family. Dance, dance, dance. This is taken from the March issue of The Blind Coloradan and begins with Kevin Worley's note. From the aggregator. As part of our suite of youth activities, our FAST, Fun, Activities, and Skills Training provides monthly opportunities for youth and families to have fun and gain insight around blindness. Many times blind youngsters are left out of the usual social activities. Such activities include dancing, traveling independently, playing games that are not easily accessible, and the like. FAST provides opportunities to fill gaps in learning social development. On Saturday, February 12, FAST families gathered at the Colorado Center for the Blind where, appropriate to Valentine's Day, blind youth learned some great dance moves. Meanwhile, parents of blind children got some quick cane travel instruction. How to pay for your convention stay. This information comes from Tony Cobb, who for many years served as a fixture in the lobby of our convention hotels. Here is an important warning for those who may be considering how to pay for their stay. Every year at our national convention, we have serious trouble with use of debit cards or cash payments at hotel check-in, and having worked to solve these problems for years, I can tell you that they can nearly ruin the convention week for those experiencing them. Planning to attend our national convention should therefore include thinking seriously about how to pay the hotel, and I cannot urge you strongly enough to avoid using cash or a debit card as your payment method. Doing so may seem convenient, but you should not do so. If you do not have a credit card of your own to use instead, prevail upon a close friend or family member to let you use one just for convention. Here's why. If you are paying in actual currency, most hotels will want enough cash up front at check-in to cover your room and tax charges for the entire stay, plus a one-time advance incidentals deposit to cover meals, telephone calls, internet service, and other things you may charge to your room. The unused portion of the incidentals deposit may be returned at checkout or by mail after departure. Understand, however, that if your incidentals charges exceed the incidentals deposit credited, you are responsible for payment of the full balance at checkout. The total can end up being a very large sum indeed. If you use a debit card, however, you are really at a potentially painful disadvantage. The hotel will put a hold on money in your bank account, linked to the debit card, to cover the estimated balance of your stay. That is, for the entire week's room and tax charges, plus a one-time incidentals deposit to cover meals, movies, and so on charged to your room. You should be aware that the hold can therefore be a considerable amount of money and that you will not have access to that amount for any other purchases or payments with your card. Hotels sometimes also put authorizations on credit cards, by the way, but those are not often a problem unless they exceed your card's credit limit. Holds can remain in effect for 3 to 5 days or even a week after you check out. If you have pre-authorized payments from your bank account, for example your monthly mortgage payment, or if you try to make a purchase with your debit card and it's refused, the hold from the hotel can cause you trouble or result in very large overdraft fees for payments you thought you had money in your account to cover. I have seen this hit some of our members in the form of hundreds of dollars in overdraft fees. This means that, if you use a debit card, you would have to be certain you have a high enough balance in your checking account when you come to convention to cover any debit card holds. This is a perilous practice since charges may exceed your estimate by a considerable amount. Some frequent travelers even open a separate checking account used only for debits like these. Remember, a hold is going to be placed on your debit card, regardless of how you end up paying the bill, and the hold is not necessarily released right away, even if you pay with a credit card or cash when you check out of the hotel. Planning ahead in this area can ensure an untroubled week at convention, leaving you free to enjoy fully the world's largest and most exciting meeting of the blind. In brief, notices and information in this section may be of interest to monitor readers. We are not responsible for the accuracy of the information we have edited, only for space and clarity. New website features 200 accessible Windows programs. Laufware.com, Laufware, is a new website that provides links to over 200 accessible Windows programs. Software is divided into 25 categories with descriptions for each program. Specialty pages include keyboard shortcuts, top 40 accessible programs, 50 portable programs with no installation required, and podcasts created by and for the blind and low vision community. Current categories include audio players, backup, broadcasting, browsers-email, CD-DVD, databases-spreadsheets, editors, file management, hardware, keyboard shortcuts, MP3, portable, radio, reading, recorders, screen readers, screen sharing, security, servers, social media, utilities, video, voice chat, website tools, and wireless. A software submission form is available for people to share their favorite accessible Windows programs, and the contact page allows one to provide comments and suggestions. Lauf is a German word which means to run. Michael Lauf hopes you will visit, bookmark, and share the website with those who may benefit. Go to https://laufware.com. NFB Pledge. I pledge to participate actively in the efforts of the National Federation of the Blind to achieve equality, opportunity, and security for the blind, to support the policies and programs of the Federation, and to abide by its constitution.